Good morning. What's up, everybody? I hope that you are having a fantastic start to your week. I'm a day late because I celebrated my birthday weekend with family in Wisconsin, and we were up playing and having a great time, and I just got back in town, and I'm just recovered enough to, like, kind of talk my way through a podcast. Yesterday while I was driving, I was tired and I was sunburnt, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put out straight garbage for everyone, and that is not my place in your life. So I wanted to give myself a day. I talked about yesterday on my Instagram about timelines and how much pressure we put on ourselves in my Atlanta, my life with 3 vlogs a week that normally go up and products that launch and podcasts that I do. 90% of those things I do for free, but I still put the pressure on myself to deliver, and like, I want to be on time, but you know, the timeline doesn't always fit. So I've learned to relax a little bit. And while I know that you're counting on me to get something out, I've learned that if I'm just not in the mental space to do that, I'm no better to you than a garbage can. So I am just going to chill, relax, take a day, get my mind right, and then deliver on some stuff. Now, I want to talk about, I guess, a touchy subject. I don't hear people talk about this a whole lot. I hear even myself be like, do the right thing, do a good thing, like, you know, make sure that you're acting, you know, as if you were projecting your highest self into the room. Like, I hear myself say that a lot. But I also want to talk about the flip side of that, which is, no good deed goes unpunished. This is Poppyism number 4. He says, remember, Angel, no good deed goes unpunished. And my mom would follow up with, don't let this change your heart or your character. So every single time that I would do something that I was like, I really stepped out of my comfort zone to do for someone, and it wasn't reciprocated, or it was badly received, or it was reciprocated in like the worst possible way and kind of blew up in my face, they would remind me, one, no good deed goes unpunished, and two, do it again. Don't let this change your character. So I want to talk to you about that today, about my personal experience. Remember, I'm just talking through my example of my life, hoping that maybe it sheds some light onto yours. I make a lot of mistakes and I don't do everything right. But as I stumble my way through this journey that is my life, I'm trying to provide insight if I happen to be a step or two ahead of you in the journey, so I can let you know what's coming. So let's get started. Okay, let me give you some real talk, because for my flomies that listen to the podcast, I just feel like I can really deliver. I can really like be real. Not that I'm not real on every other platform, but I would say I'm more edited for sure. Where I'm like, you know what? There's a 5-year-old listening. I probably shouldn't say that, or I don't know. But here I feel like I can really kind of let it go. I have done some really cool deeds for the rodeo community. I'm going to pat myself a little bit on the back by saying, you know, putting out content where people can watch YouTube videos has been really, really cool. Of course, that is no charge to the viewer. It's free. It's tough to be transparent. It's tough to show the good stuff. It's tough to show the bad stuff. It's tough to have a camera in your face when you really don't have anything to say. It's tough to, you know, pull over on the side of the road and get something done when you're absolutely exhausted. And by doing these things and trying to evoke inspiration inside of people, I often feel like, man, I should get a little bit of a hall pass on criticism. Don't you think? Like, I should really get just a little bit of, you know, kind of a gimme on certain things. And how foolish of me, how foolish of anyone to think that their good deed should buy them some kindness credits, or like, I don't know. I guess that's why, you know, what motivates us a lot. I'm an empath. My love language is to do good things. I feel like I'm a little superstitious in that I think every time I do something that's not so good, I think that God gets me. Like, one time I fell into a pool. right after kind of making a snarky comment. I try my best to bury the Cardi B inside of me, bury her down where she is so muted that you can't hear her. She is there, y'all. She is still there. She is there. My friends know she's there, but I bury her as far down as I can possibly go. But I do feel like, man, I do all of this for the sport and I try to empower women. I try to empower men. I try to, do all these things. Maybe I should get a little bit of a hall pass. Girl, that is not at all the case. That is not at all how life goes. And I just wanted to keep it real today, just so that you don't start feeling, okay, let me break down. Have you ever been in a relationship where you think the guy's cheating and you know he's cheating? Girl, you know, you don't need a private investigator. You don't need to read receipt. You know, you just know. And then the guy just is like, well, she already knows, so I might as well just do it. Or if he's not cheating and you're just like, you're a little insecure and you've projected that onto him, he's going to start just because he's like, you know what? Like, she's already saying I'm doing it, so I'm going to do it. So I just want to avoid the part of your life that may be like, they already think I'm a bully, or they already think I'm mean, or everything I do goes unrecognized. So I'm just going to be whoever they think I am and see how they like that. What I'm trying to do is discourage that behavior today, because my mom went out with a bang telling me, don't let any of this change your heart. Don't let this change your heart. Every time somebody does something like this, don't let it change your heart, because that character is going to shine when people see how much you've been through, when people see what you've taken, when people see how generous you are, but you still take a beating and you still keep your character and you still rise above and you still try to express your highest self, whatever that may look like to you this year, because every year that should change. Like, what would the part of me that's just the most mature, what would the part of me that's just the most woke, what would they do right now? Like, what would they do? And that doesn't always mean lay down and roll over, which has generally been my stance, is like, you know what? I'm just going to let this go because I feel like my highest self would do that. Now, I feel like, hey, you need to know, like, I can shift this weight around. So, like, you need to watch it because it's unkind. You need to watch it. It's not true. It's not necessary. It's not kind. You need to watch it. And that's kind of where my highest self is speaking to me this year, is I don't always have to roll over after the good deed goes punished. I can sometimes stand up and go, hey, watch it. Watch it now. Don't be so hasty. Watch it just a second. So I want you to know, yes, I do think no good deed goes unpunished. I have learned that over the course of my life. I'll never forget, my mom and I were at a clinic and there was a little girl and she was shivering at the clinic and she was cold and she came in and she said, we don't have a lot and I had to give my coat to my little sister, but we wanted to come watch this clinic. And she was like maybe 6 or 7. And she was shivering, and me and my mom, we brought her in and we gave her the sweatshirt that she was like eyeballing, but we knew she didn't have the money to get. And we gave her that sweatshirt, and I mean, we cried and she cried, and my God, it was such a beautiful moment. And that little girl was so grateful. And then the parents or whoever sent in every child they knew for a freebie. And I was like, you must be joking. You must be joking. Okay, of course we gave it to them because we didn't want the children to be put in an awkward position. Of course we did that. And it reminded me of that, like, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. But my mom looked at me and she goes, if those children need coats and you gave them the coats, then it is what it is. She said those adults had no lesson to learn. She said those children are smarter than you think. They know exactly what happened right there. She said, so when they get older, they're going to remember this moment and they may shape and change their lives to be differently because of that moment. She was like, you didn't just lose $400. You gained a lesson in that child's life. So just remember that. And of course, Poppy around the corner, hey, no good deed goes unpunished. What'd I tell you? And he laughed and she was like, don't let this change your character. Don't let this make you less generous. And I've given a lot. And I definitely don't want this to be a pat on your back podcast. I hope it's not coming off that way. I just want to relate But I'll never forget in my younger years, my God, girl, if I could rewind this, if you're going through this, please, God, listen to me. The days and times and energy I spent on men, boys, where I thought if I gave my energy and time and showed them what a catch I was and showed up the cutest that I could be, and hey, if they needed a hand, I'd help them mow their lawn or do their laundry or do their homework or whatever, to show them that I'm a partner and I'm kind and generous and giving, only to have that person just completely crap on me without a moment's notice. Not call, not text, no, don't even care. And I'd get swallowed right back up into the cycle if they showed me enough attention, just right back in, doing all the things I could do to show them my generosity and show them my love language and show them my spirit, my character, and dedicate all of those things to them, and thought that they saw that value. What I didn't realize is that the right person will see you do absolutely nothing and go, I think there's something in there. I think that person right there has got something a little bit different than everybody else. You should be like cracking an Easter egg where they have to take off a little piece of the shell every time before they see what's underneath, before they understand what's underneath. Hell, you show them all the inventory up front, they'll be like, I'm more of a Target girl. This feels Walmart-y to me. Like, you know, just, you should not allow everyone to see all the inventory with all of your good deeds. I have to tell you, I've wasted so much time, years. I've wasted years. People are like, oh, thanks for doing that. And my mom, you know, the mom would be everybody's mom. Why have the cow? Why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? It's kind of like that, where it's like, why should everyone, you know, look deeper and find deeper meaning in who you are and really explore who you are? You have to give them the chance. It's literally unfair for us to do that. So all these good deeds don't go unpunished, but it's not necessarily because that person is so bad or that person is cruel. I just wanted to provide an alternative perspective for that saying. It may be that your good deed was never asked for. You should have never lent that good deed to that person in the first place, because you didn't do your due diligence, because you weren't a good steward of your emotions. I said what I said. Maybe you should have done your homework on that person before you just go throwing your good deeds around like confetti. I'm guilty of this. I've given a lot of people a lot of opportunities and big platforms for them to speak on when that wasn't the good deed that they deserved. That was selfish of me. It made me feel good to give a lot of myself to people that didn't deserve it. And you know who pays the price for that? The people that do deserve it, that are patiently waiting for me to reel it in, because I'm just throwing emotions around like confetti. The people that are patiently waiting, that don't need to be coddled, that don't need day-to-day pats on the back before they understand that they are valuable and that they're assets. So don't forget, because I was raised in a household where we loved doing good deeds, and I still love, love, love doing good deeds, doing the right thing, doing a good thing. But now I am a little bit more patient when I feel the emotion to run to help somebody or run to rescue someone. I wait for a second, because have you ever seen the bird or the possum, you know, playing possum, where the possum acts like it's dead and then waits for you to come over? People do that all the time. And now I'm more interested as my higher self to help people. Not that I'm my higher self, my more mature, like, more woke self. And I haven't even scratched the surface of who I want to be, but I'm just saying, as I go in the journey, and this podcast is just a, you know, kind of a audio journal of that process. But now I look at somebody and I go, have you tried to help yourself yet? And I'm just the little birdie on the shoulder going, did you even try yet? Because I can't come in there and save you. Did you try? Did you give it your all? Did you try this? If you didn't even think to try that, then I'm going to back up for a minute and let you do your thing. You got to find your more woke self. You got to do that. I'm not meant for you to come over there. I can't help right now. So hopefully this will have you doing some due diligence on the people that flail around or play possum and reach for a handout. Ask them what they've done first. Hey, did you try this or that? And if they just don't have an answer for you and they want somebody to do it for them, you need to back away slowly, offer some keen advice that you've learned in your journey, kindly, and back away. Because I know that no good deed goes unpunished, but that does not mean that your heart isn't in the right place. So I hope that you love this podcast of Poppyism number 4. I can't wait to have this all written down in book form very, very soon, as soon as I get done recording this. So we've got, I think, 3 more weeks of this, and then it will go into a book. So I'm very excited for that. You guys, thank you so, so much for listening to the podcast. If you loved it, please share it on your social media for someone else that may need it. Do that good deed. I'm not saying you're going to get punished for it, but I'm saying maybe some people won't listen, and that's okay. It's not our job to do everything. I love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your week.